Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, the crew just keeps coming through here, folks. The donations are pouring in. We're at Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. And, folks, we have a wonderful turnout so far. I'm so excited to be a part of this. I think if I do this here, I can get both of you guys in this shot, possibly. So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing at Ruler Foods. We're partnered with the St. Louis Area Food Bank, and we are trying to do everything we can to fill the red barrels that we have out here. But we've noticed every year more and more people walk in and they hand us cash. And then what we do is we go into Ruler Foods and we spend that cash on whatever Ruler Foods tells us that they need to fill their pantries, to fill the pantries in the bi-state area, in Missouri, in Illinois, in the listening area right now. While you are listening to 97.1, there are people who need food assistance this holiday season. And this is where we show up and make a real difference. I preach all the time about smaller government, because the government doesn't need to show up and solve every problem. That only works if we see the need ourselves and show up right there on ground zero and the front lines and help where help is needed. This is your opportunity to do that, to put action behind your words about how you want, you know, assistance to be funneled. You've got the means to do it. Today is an opportunity to do it, and it's right here at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. Please come be a part of this. Do we have a total right now? I'm being handed the total. We are over $3,500. Is this just this is cash and checks, right? Cash and checks, $3,500 that has been donated so far, and I've got another envelope right here with a note that I'm going to read and hand over those donations as well. Folks, this is an incredible opportunity, and we just feel so humbled and blessed here on the Annie Fry Show at 97.1 that you listeners are so incredibly generous. So if you want to also, if you can't make it here, we want you to come here. We want you to shop at Ruler Foods. We want to help the food bank. If you can't make it here, you can go online. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and you'll see a QR code on our live broadcast right now. The link is in the description on YouTube for you to donate directly. You can also go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I've shared the link there as well, and I'll check that total. And we'll update you as we move through the show. Okay, as promised, Mark Cox showed up. And when Mark Cox shows up, Ryan, we got to do what Mark Cox says. It's hard
for me to say that. Yeah, that's what he says.
Are we interrupting your oatmeal cream pie?
Yeah, you are. You can see that it's half eaten.
Did Rick give you that? Who gave you that?
I think that was Rick that gave me the box of oatmeal cream pies. I appreciate all the donations, especially this one.
The needy, the hungry here are being satisfied, and the oatmeal cream pie box has been open. I'm doing a lot of things at once right now. But we're going to get to the bee or not the bee, as it is expected here on Fridays. Are you ready, Ryan?
I'm ready.
Ethan, are you ready?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The bee or not the bee.
All right, a series of stories, some of which are real, some of which are fake from the Babylon Bee. I'll read the headlines. Tell me which is which. The first one is, at last, airlines introduce ejection seats for people who have loud conversations.
Oh, my gosh. Please. I'm saying real for the sake of the hope that I need about you loud talkers on planes.
What's the season of hope?
It is. real.
However,
real.
This is the Babylon Bee. I know, you're not going to believe that. I haven't actually introduced ejection seats for people who have loud conversations. quote, "I can't wait to fly again," said Michael Holmes, a frequent airline passenger. "No longer will I be plagued with stupid conversations with people in my aisle."
They're never interesting conversations either. That's so true.
I disagree. I'm the one talking.
That's also the problem.
"No longer will I have to try to sleep through impromptu business meetings." I also do that. Just a quiet, serene flight, occasionally punctuated by rocket launchers ejecting noisy travelers. At publishing time, airlines had improved air travel even more by equipping planes with ejector seats for passengers who chew with their mouths open.
I wrote this.
I think you did.
I wrote this article.
You know what's funny? Last night, I didn't even think about this until I just read that. Last night, I'm sitting with my wife. It's been a long day. We had a lot going on, of course, going into Friday here. And she goes, "You know what I just did? I did some research, Ryan."
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, what is this going to?" She goes, "I did some research and I found out that they say that people who are annoyed by mouth noises have a higher IQ." You already
darn
knew this.
Right they do.
How did you know this?
Because I read everything.
You read the same article?
I didn't read it. I saw the headline. I'm like, ugh.
Unbelievable.
I seriously think.
So I chewed next to her and just slobbered all over myself because apparently I'm a dummy.
I was going to say, you understand it's not the loud chewer with the IQ. It's the people annoyed by it.
I understand.
I really think that I have some sort of biological, scientific hypersensitivity. I think I have hearing loss. I am not fixing my hearing because I don't want to hear more.
Really?
That's how bad it is. But I get migraines. I have light sensitivity that can trigger migraines. I just think that I have something. There has to be something biological to this. The day I read about misophonia was a day that I felt like, you know, people will say this about other conditions or whatever, but I was like, okay, so I'm not the only one. It is a legit real thing that I have to manage.
Well, this is another day that you're going to remember because I'm going to do this next article with this oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, God. No. All right, well, I'm going to go talk to all the people in the lobby right now.
Hi, everybody.
Being incredibly generous.
Nativity scene spotted with "Ice Was Here" sign over empty manger.
Say that again?
Nativity. Oh, you're doing research for a different article.
Your name is in this.
Oh,
so
that's very nice.
You want to read it, too?
Nativity scene spotted with "Ice Was Here" sign over empty manger.
This is real.
This is real. Yeah, and it's at a church. Saint Susanna, a Catholic church near Boston, displayed a nativity scene outside the church with an empty manger and a sign that said "Ice Was Here."
That's so ridiculous.
Come on. Followed by contact information for a group that monitors immigration operations in the state. Illegal immigration,
by
the way.
Does it say in there, Ryan, that the church entity was the one who actively did this? I know it was at a church, but that was a question that I had. Did somebody, like, hijack somebody else's nativity, steal the baby, and put up a sign?
That's a complicated question. I'll read the next sentence, and you can determine what this means. Father Stephen Hosoma, the pastor at St. Susanna, said the church's peace and justice group organizes this display annually.
Oh, hell.
So it's kind of...
That's the church. The church is endured. If they didn't do it specifically,
yes.
It is of the church. Because there's a huge difference in that. And I would hate to have had this happen at my church, and then the news media snatches it up and makes it a story, and by the time it gets corrected, nobody cares about it anymore. But this is not... I mean, you guys are both men of faith. I certainly am a Christian myself. This is not a godly thing to do. If you don't like what ICE is doing, you need to talk to your congressman. You need to talk to your congresswoman because ICE is enforcing the law. And if you don't like the law, then you need to talk to the people who write laws, who repeal laws. Doing this through the avenue of stealing baby Jesus, to me, there is a bit of heresy that is involved in this.
Well, listen to the way the rest of this goes. It says, Josoma told Fox News that they try to see what it would be like if Christ were born into the context of the world today. What would he be facing? And then the article, it says, goes on to say, well, for one, they probably wouldn't be illegally crossing the border, the Holy Family, into a foreign country. In fact, Joseph and Mary were literally traveling to Bethlehem specifically to comply with the law and register for the Roman census.
Yes.
Kind of flies in the face of the whole argument, but don't let that stop you, the article says. I thought that was a very good biblical, apologetic argument or whatever you want to call it. What are you laughing at? There's another show going on
over
there.
We have the best. Oh, it's going to be
I don't know
on
what
this
you're
one.
Laughing at
it's
right now because it ain't this.
It's about you.
Is it?
Yeah. I have an amazing letter and a nice donation here. And
I hope you keep laughing because this content is not
keep going.
Funny.
Keep Oh.
Okay, get ready for this serious. Next headline, which is not funny at all. New Disney ride inverts guests and shakes their wallets out of their pockets.
Don't tell them. Don't give them the idea.
Hey, you're right. It is the bee.
Ethan has waited. That's such a funny story.
It says
it's from the bee.
Mickey's Magic Money Grabber is Disney's take on the future of economics and was opened at Tomorrowland in place of the old Innovations building next to Autopia and Space Mountain. Somebody knows their stuff. The ride lifts guests high in the air, flips them upside down, and shakes them around until their valuables fall out of their pockets. Quote, this is our latest innovation to get as much money out of our visitors as possible,
well,
said Disney CEO Bob Iger.
Iger. Well, it's to be. It might be
Igor.
Igor. Oh, man.
All your money belongs to us. This is just a new way of entertaining you and distracting you while we take it. Following a brief test run, park guests criticized the ride for being way too short, demanding that the ride last twice as long and take even more of their money.
That's a good one, B.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. That one's funny.
America First.
Would you ride that ride? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'd have to check it off the list, you know. You got to ride all
at least just once.
Once.
Yeah, except for Mission Space, but go on.
I have ridden that. I've ridden the hard one on that, too, and I felt awful after riding it.
No bueno.
America First Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is all smiles while meeting with Code Pink.
It's real.
Real.
This is real.
Oh, things have changed.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who suddenly this year became just too MAGA for MAGA, has found a, quote, strange new respect from the socially acceptable leftist corners of the political scene. First, she went on 60 Minutes for an interview with Leslie Stahl. Now she's meeting with the radical leftist, feminist, and anti-war group Code Pink. And I was like, well, maybe it's just a picture. You know, I looked into this a little bit. And I saw that, no, actually, the Code Pink quote was that they were happy to meet with MTG and referred to her as a, quote, strong anti-war voice. New alliances happening everywhere.
There are things happening in Capitol Hill that I can't explain, and I wrestle with my responsibility to figure out the details, and I think to myself, I just don't think I want to know more about this. If she's going to be gone at the end of January, then does she just go away or does she stick around? I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like she's making a lot of inroads into other possibilities of, I don't know, money. I don't really know what she's doing.
You got one more?
Yeah, one more.
Last one.
All right. Tell me whether this is real or fake. Ilhan Omar argues she should be able to stay in horrible country she hates.
Real. Real. Ethan, that's real. Real?
No.
It's real.
The story is real. The headline.
the way they're presenting it. Oh, man. Is that going in Ryan's? That's going in Ryan's, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We got – that's the most festive outfit I've ever seen. I love that. You came with your A game. Yes, I love it. All right. Let's hear this real story with the B background.
Okay. It says CNN anchor Anderson Cooper praised the Minnesota congresswoman for her candor and asked why she bothers staying if she hates America so much. Omar then accused Cooper of being racist for asking such a question. I have the right to stay anywhere I want, even somewhere I hate with every fiber of my being, she said before abruptly ending the interview. Omar's colleagues in the Democrat Party have supported her right to remain in a country she hates and fully exploit it for her benefit. If it goes back to Somalia, how will she make her money? if she goes back to Somalia, how will she make her money? Nancy Pelosi said, be reasonable. The end. The end.
All right, let's take a quick break. There are so many people coming in and out. Point Pest Control is making a stop by here. It's so wonderful to see so many happy faces this holiday season. The generosity is overwhelming. We just got a very sizable donation, and I have the cash in hand right now. It's a big one. And I have a letter, and it's got a request for one Ryan Wiggins. You might even suggest it's a performance. Ryan doesn't know anything about it, but the letter is right here. I'm going to read it on air, and we're going to see if Ryan is going to agree to the request made by Marty and Jane of St. Charles, Missouri. You can't can't tell the listeners no, Ryan.
Oh, yes, I can.
There's a costume involved.
Well, they did pay, didn't they? They
big time. They asked me not to say how much, but I'm saying big time.
Uh-oh.
I got the cash in hand. Ryan, you can say no, but St. Louis will judge you. We'll be right back.
Hi.
I wish you guys could hear Ethan talking to us before we go live on the air.
He's such a funny guy.
A little more sassy this year.
Yeah, a little more sassy this year.
Like the whole year, not just like today. Just in general.
Well, that's what happens when you're around Ryan Wiggins for a whole year.
For sure. We have a new total here. Ryan, why don't you read us the new total? We just got a huge donation.
Okay.
Can you read that?
I think at the top that's a dollar sign,
that
although
is.
It looks like SL, but I'll just assume that's a dollar sign.
It's a different kind of currency.
4880.
48. We are so close to $5,000 just in money coming in the door.
Wait,
people.
What time is it?
1:21.
Okay.
We're not even halfway through the
that's
show.
That's a little early.
$4,880 that have been brought in cash and checks to the St. Louis Area Food Bank, and we're at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, Missouri. Folks, this is really one of the best days of my year where we get to literally take the show on the road and show up and help. With your help, we get to help people in our community. So we had a wonderful couple come in to Ruler Foods here in St. Charles. And they gave me this night. This is a handwritten note. We talk about handwritten notes all the time.
Yeah,
I love this.
We like handwritten.
I love this handwritten note. So inside the card, which I'm showing here on the live stream.
When people type, we're like, ew.
A blessed holiday season and a hearty Merry Christmas to all our friends at 97.1 FM Talk, KFTK. Keep up the great work, Marty and Jane. Now, inside that nice little card is this handwritten note. And there is a request that came with a sizable cash donation to our efforts here today. I just need you to know what's at stake here, Ryan. Your integrity. Your integrity.
That's long gone.
Is on.
You know
oh,
when,
I see.
You know when that
you
ended?
Weren't offended. You were relieved.
2019.
When you joined the show?
September 30th, 2019.
We're all better for it, Ryan. Dear Annie, it's even dated. You remember how like grandma, mom, and dad used to date things like that? It's dated. Dear Annie, a very Merry Christmas to you and your family as well as Brad and Ryan and their families. Thank you all for being a voice for so many of us. Thank you for all the entertainment and camaraderie you provide for us through your show. See? That's part of your contribution.
Yeah, me going, duh.
This is where Ryan's name is invoked. Please use the enclosed funds to put Ryan Wiggins to work later this afternoon at Ruler Foods. You may mention a donation from Marty and Jane, but we'd prefer to remain anonymous regarding the amount of donation. Thank you. So that is me
okay.
Following instructions.
I thought for a second they were going to be anonymous, and you keep saying,
no.
Marty and Jane, Marty and Jane.
I've already read this, so okay. I'm comfortable reading
okay.
This in here. Included with this card, we have included a black turtleneck, and is this pronounced Dieter glasses? D-I-E-T-E-R?
Oh, yeah.
Dieter
glasses for the class clown of Collinsville High School, class of 1999, to don. And I hesitate to read this, but they did underline it, if he so wishes. And then in parentheses, no pressure. Pressure. Feel pressured.
Pressure.
During his shopping trip at Ruler's.
Oh, my God. This is a thought-through skit.
Yes, it is. They talk about they gave us a picture as well of one.
Mike Myers as Dita. He's happier than a little girl.
Yes, and the glasses and a large black turtleneck, unopened,
oh my gosh.
Fresh for you to use while you go shop with their donation combined with others that is approaching $5,000. Ryan, will you, for the betterment of the St. Louis Area Food Bank, shop at Ruler Foods with the sizable donation included, follow the wishes of Marty and Jane, and accept their challenge?
Look, I'm sorry to say this, because the food bank reps are standing right next
They're
to me.
They're right here. Everybody is looking at you and listening.
But
look at them.
But food bank aside,
yeah,
the commitment to that bit
yeah?
from Marty and Jane on something we mentioned one time on the air.
I'm going to add to this as well. I didn't read all of this because it's a little technical. They gave me a thumb drive that has the video of the skit. They said when SNL was funny.
Holy
smokes. For reference. You can't say no, Ryan.
No, you're right. I can't say no.
Are you going to do it?
I'll do that.
Yes! A round of applause for Ryan Wiggins. Hooray!
I don't know how to do it, though, because Dieter, like, people are commenting on the stream right now going, well, Dieter's clean shaven.
Well, we'll get a razor. Ruler
no,
Food
no,
sells
no, no,
razors.
No, 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 no.
I'll shave you.
That's more of a threat.
There are blades
like, oh, and he'll shave me. Let's do this thing.
Look at this. On the package of the glasses, it says Santa glasses, and they crossed it out and wrote Dieter glasses.
Dude.
Santa looks pretty excited about
this. Marty and Jane, when you heard that one segment that we talked about that, what did your eyes light up? I mean, what made you grab onto that one thing?
I'll tell you what, that sizable donation that they made.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Which is up, we're up to, the last number I got off the last break is $4,880. And let me refresh here and see if we have some online donations. Up, 4,950. We're so close to 500. I know we have some online donations 5, as well. 5,000. I'm sorry. Numbers are hard. I'm in communications. That's not fair. Kind of fair. So please come see us. Okay. I'm looking right now.
So I have to do this at 2:45?
Whenever you shop.
2:45.
Maybe. You're bailing at the end of the show.
This is the whole 2 o'clock hour.
Well, don't
No, he's not shopping the whole 2 o'clock
hour. I thought
hour.
We usually did it in that segment.
No.
We'll definitely end the stream. On the stream, we take you into Ruler Foods with us.
Oh, okay. So maybe we'll do that.
But we've never had costumed Ryan Wiggins before. So you're going to want to join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. There is a QR code on our live broadcast right now you can scan if you want to donate directly. I'm very happy to report that we have 4 donations on the online donation thing here, and we are up to $295 there. We have a $1,000 goal that we'd like to try to meet online. We have an anonymous donation from someone for $150. Says Merry Christmas to the they've got Annie and Manny Fry Show. Wish I could be there to meet you in person. Sam says thanks, Annie. Let Mark know I have some bourbon for his next raffle. We will let him know. Jackie, our friend Jackie, Merry Christmas to the Annie Fry Show. Ruler Foods for sponsoring, and the St. Louis Area Food Bank for supporting those in need. And to those who need our support, God bless you all. And another anonymous donation for $100. So keep them coming. We are so grateful for the ability to be out here today to spend our time with you every noon to 3. And we will be back in just a minute. Don't go away. More from the St. Charles Ruler Foods as we partner with the St. Louis Area Food Bank to help those neighbors in need this holiday season. That warm feeling in your heart, that's the feeling of giving. Come support this effort. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of, especially when it comes with costumes, Ryan Wiggins. Thank you for saying yes. What a sport. Put the microphone down.
I'll do it. No. It might suck.
No, there's no... If you wear this, nothing about it is going to suck. It's all game.
I don't know. We'll see.
We are $50 short of $5,000 so far raised in our food drive. Come see us, St. Charles Ruler Foods. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking some photo op time, so I am going to lead us back into this break and say that in the meantime, in the break, first of all, thank you, Ethan, for getting the time check for me. Second, I came up with some conditions about how this is going to happen.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to these.
No, you have to.
I just take my headphones back.
You have to, because if I'm going to do my part, everybody has to do their part.
There Ryan,
has to
be I might some argue sacrifice. That I am doing
Wait, are you
part.
Adding some conditions sacrifice? After agreeing?
Yes,
that's
I am.
Not how the negotiation process
I didn't sign
works.
Anything.
You did.
What are the conditions? We'll see. Maybe we agree.
The condition is, and look, this is a very fair request, that yes, we'll do the live stream, but we have to have some sort of video afterwards that's edited, maybe 30 seconds, doesn't have to be long, and it has to end with the song from Dieter. The one that goes, oh.
I'm not opposed at all to you editing that video.
Yeah. No, I'm not editing it. This will be somebody else, probably Brad, who you just have to grab the song. That it really is just that.
I will find the song.
Okay.
Sam, who had donated $20 on our digital, our link that you can get to from the QR code on the live broadcast right now as we are at the St. Charles Ruler Foods in partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank, heard us say that we were $50 short of $5,000. He came back on the online donation and added $80 to his donation. Sam, thank you so much. He also said he was going to donate some bourbon to Mark Cox's next raffle. So we are over $5,000, $4,950 in cash and checks here in person with an additional $375 online. We're trying to get to $1,000 online as well. So if you want to be a part of that and you can't make it in here, go to the Annie Fry YouTube page and see the live broadcast. We've got links there, QR codes there, but you can also go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and check out the donate link there. Brad, did you bring anything you want to talk about? I didn't prep you for this.
You didn't prep me.
But
no, I've got a couple stories.
I know you have a couple stories. If you want to pick one of those.
Do you want holiday movies or Christmas songs? Because I got the 10 worst Christmas songs.
The 10 worst Christmas songs?
Yes.
I could dig that.
Yeah, I could dig that.
All right.
Are we supposed to pick, though, what we think they are? Because it's Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh. I don't know that he's on here.
Oh,
sounds like he drank
then
some
that's
of that
a bad list.
Bourbon.
Yeah. And like the thing about this list is that gives me the 10 list, and we just agree or disagree. And
all right, let's hear him.
Yeah. So starting at number 10, it's NSYNC's I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas.
I didn't even know that. That's how bad it is.
I remember.
Do you guys know that?
Gosh.
This is the most productive we've done for the show in 2 years.
Ethan, find the Dieter song.
Do you guys know this song? Anybody out here? You don't know it?
I've heard this.
Have you tried to unhear it?
No, I love it. This is what we listen to.
Yeah.
After the kids go to bed.
So the author said.
What? This show just elevated.
What do you want to do now that the kids are in bed? NSYNC Christmas? You bet your butt.
You bet your butt. Clean it up a little bit here, Ryan.
I did. I said butt.
All right. So, Ethan, I'm assuming you've got all these now.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Buckle
right,
up,
so,
folks.
Number
Ethan,
nine.
Do you know that song, Ethan?
Sure don't. Do now, though.
Do now.
Sure don't.
All right, so number nine is Neil Diamond's Cherry, Cherry Christmas.
Cherry Christmas?
You'll have a very merry cherry, cherry.
This is AI. This isn't real.
This is real?
ChatGPT, make a song that sounds... Who was this?
Neil Diamond.
Make a Neil Diamond song that rhymes Mary and Cherry.
Hang on. Go. I'm going to poll this whole room. Everybody in the room. Is anybody interested in seeing the new Neil Diamond documentary?
What Neil Diamond documentary?
Ellen? It's
yes?
a biopic. I said documentary. It's
Ellen
a biopic.
Ellen says yes.
Ellen, and that's it. So one out of 10 people in the room. That is exactly what I thought was going to happen. That movie is going to tank. Yeah. Every time I see an ad, I'm like, first of all, I'm not even the demographic for this. I'm not sure why it's in my algorithm. And second of all, Hugh Jackman doesn't remind me of Neil Diamond at all.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, thank you for catching up.
I know. Yes. Yes. I know. All I think is that Hugh Jackman looks like he's trying to make a quick escape from
yes,
somewhere.
He does.
That's all I can think of.
What is
he's like,
this?
We robbed a bank. We got to get out of here. What's the most we can change my appearance in 5 minutes? I didn't know he was supposed to be Neil Diamond.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Neil Diamond.
I might still see it.
What if the climax of the movie is Merry Cherry Christmas?
Well, I'm glad that I've done this segment now, so I've heard this song. Jim, do you know these songs? Yeah. Okay. Jim is engineering this, and I thought maybe he'd know.
All right.
No.
This author lists number 8, The Killers Don't Shoot Me Santa.
And the naughty list is getting pretty intense.
I usually like The Killers.
I've never heard of this song either.
I've never heard this one.
Okay, I got to do it, Brad. I ask Ryan this all the time. Where did you get this list?
Oh, this list was off of... Well, actually, it's an email that I get from a thing, and it's USA Today.
Okay.
So
reputably done.
USA Today. They actually did some journalism here. Yeah. They didn't just pick songs they didn't like.
Yeah, they just dug
some. Like the least downloaded songs because nobody's heard of them. Have you heard that song?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you
song.
And I are 0 for 3.
All right. Yeah. So the number 7 is Santa Baby. But it's by the Pussycat Dolls.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for
I'm not
me.
Mad at this.
Have been an
I don't hate it, but
girl,
aren't the Pussycat
girls
a like fake? Aren't they a fake group?
No, it's a real group.
But like NSYNC, they were created. You know?
Well, I guess I don't know.
What do you
know.
Mean, like NSYNC? They were created.
They were handpicked to become a marketable product.
That doesn't mean that they're not talented.
Yeah, it does. It means they're fake.
Oh, man.
I don't know. That one doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah.
No,
that,
and Santa
right.
Baby is a song that was made for the Pussycat Dolls to sing. It's not like there's a...
Yeah.
That's not like there's the Pussycat Dolls singing Christmas Shoes.
I'd listen to that for sure.
I want to buy these shoes.
Sir, I want to buy these. Is this on the list? It's not next, is it? It is.
Ethan. You're the man.
That's what I do.
Ethan Dieter.
Was that by the cookie? Or the cookie? The pussy dolls?
The cookie dolls.
The cookie cat dolls.
Oh, I hate that song so much. Who wants to listen to that song at Christmas time? Do you guys like Christmas Shoes, the song? Who likes that song?
Do you like Christmas Shoes, the shoes? Yeah? Okay, a lot of nodding.
Got bells on them.
All right. I might offend some people with the next one, but number 6 is Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monte.
What? It's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
You remember the song?
No, but that sounds like 1964.
There was a time where I was looking into this song, and I had to look and see if it was racist. I don't know Italian culture. I don't like. Do the Italians
Italian.
Love?
From what I heard, they love it.
The Italians love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not mad at it. You'll never
see him kick. I like it.
It feels Christmas.
Yeah. I like Christmas songs that sound like a period piece.
Yeah. Like from a moment in time.
Yeah,
that
definitely
you can
does.
Go back to.
All right.
I mean, I'm not like putting that at the top of my Christmas list, but when I hear it, that's the first time I've heard it this year.
I mean, I can tell you one thing. That's what me and the missus are listening to. The kids go to bed. Dominic the Donkey.
Okay, all right.
Ew, ew. All right, you guys new Kids on the Block fans?
Nope.
Not really.
Okay, well,
yes.
They're
yes, we got some fans.
They're number 5 on this list with Funky Funky Christmas.
Downstairs on Christmas Eve, I saw a sight that you just wouldn't believe. St. Nick.
This sounds like a Halloween song.
Justin up his booty with a frown on his face. He said, hey, I said, what? He said, you, I said, what? He said, you left the fire burning and I burnt my box. So now I've learned.
What is happening?
The fireplace sounds will say
this
I won't
is the worst song I've ever heard.
Is he singing in an
Do you
accent?
Like this? Do you know this song? New Kids on the Block, can you hear this? This is
lots of booze out there.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
All right, So Jessica and Ashley Simpson come in at number four with their version of Little Drummer Boy.
I don't know, this one or King of Country?
This is a little bit too cute singing.
Very breathy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The song's so good, it's hard to ruin.
It's my favorite Christmas carol, I think. There's a meme out there that says, can you imagine you've just delivered a baby and the kid shows up with the drums like, I know what they need. I hear that. But I still love the song.
So number three we already hit, Christmas Shoes.
Has there ever been a cover of this song?
No, once was enough. It's Christmas
Eve. Wouldn't it be great if somebody did like a Ramones cover of Christmas Shoes?
The Killers. Could you hurry?
Man.
Isn't she dying?
Yes.
Like, I need the shoes because mom's going to die?
Yep.
Yeah,
she dies every year.
And he has to beg a stranger in line so he can buy the shoes.
Yeah, he's super poor.
Okay, turn it off, Ethan. I'm sad. Mama needs Jesus. All right, you've ruined the mood.
All right, number two, Elmo and Patsy. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's a Christmas classic. Yeah. It's the song you need to hear once every Christmas.
Yeah.
Not twice.
I didn't know his name was Elmo.
I thought it was going to be Elmo.
I know, me too. As for me
and Grandpa, we believe. Do you hate this song? I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
If I hear it more than once, I'm like, okay.
We did that.
Yeah.
All right, this next one is going to make a lot of people mad.
Is it the last one?
Yes, the last one. Number one, the worst one, Alvin and the Chipmunks. The Chipmunk song.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Theodore.
It never ends. It's just so loud.
Do you remember when I interviewed them a couple years ago?
Really?
It's in our Christmas special.
Is it real?
I sing with them. I interview them. Yeah, it's all part of our Christmas special.
I think I skipped that part. I think that's the part where I go pee in the bathroom.
Over the years, I've added a few extra pieces. This is one of them.
All right. That is our list of the 10 worst Christmas songs.
Oh, my gosh. Shiny guy on our YouTube chat says they love this one. I don't mind this one once either.
Yeah. You can send your hate mail to Melissa Ruggery at USA Today.
Ish. All right. Well, we are at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, and the donations keep coming in. A new paper being handed to me. We'll give you an updated total here. When we come back from the break, come say hi to us. We are meeting so many people. We're taking pictures. Donations are coming in online. If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote too, but you can also donate digitally there as well. We are up to $445 online and $5,070 in person here. Cash and check coming in. Ryan is going to shop in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll have it on the live YouTube, dressed as sprockets.
I'm
going to be honest. I did not see that coming.
The people at Ruler Foods are like, oh, yeah, we get this all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's just Jim. We'll be right back. Well, we are live broadcasting from Ruler Foods here in St. Charles. This is one of the best days throughout the year for us here on the Annie Fry Show. I think that we have the last sheet of paper I was handed. We're up to over $5,000, $5,070 in cash and checks that have walked in the door.
We might
just
be in record-breaking territory.
I think we're getting very close to it.
Yeah.
In addition to the folks who have walked in here and handed us cash and checks, we have barrels that are full of donations. We got more to fill up if you so choose. And what our audience has done over the years, Ryan, is instead of going in and shopping themselves, they give you, imagine that, the ability to go in and shop for them. You were about to go clean off the shelves here at Ruler Foods. Actually, sometimes you just buy the pallets in the back.
We started doing that.
Yeah.
And we got to do some shopping because it's fun.
Yes.
So we'll do that. But then eventually, if the donations get high enough, I can't just clean the store out.
Yeah. Well, we are sitting here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Meredith Knopp, who is the president and CEO of the St. Louis Area Food Bank, stlfoodbank.org. If you come to the Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast right now, there is a QR code on the screen that you can snapshot with your phone, and you can make a $5 donation and be a part of what we're doing today directly to the Annie Fry Show food drive that we're doing. If you can't make it in, but we'd really love to see you, so come on in. Meredith, thank you for the partnership. This has become one of my favorite things we do each year.
Thank you. It's so great to see you guys again this year. So,
Meredith, you've been good this year.
Well, it's
we've got the
scale,
boss
right?
Here. Yeah. So talk to me, Meredith, about the need this year, specifically in 2025. We've talked a lot about inflation has been up. Of course, politically, we're always talking about how to get it down.
Yes.
Affordability matters to people.
It does.
People need to eat. It's a number one priority that of what you do with your first dollars. And when dollars get low, people struggle. The food bank fills the pantries of people who are right here in our listening area. Talk to us about the need this year.
It certainly does. And we also know that when dollars are stretched, it's the first thing people cut is their food budget.
Really?
Right? And that is not something that is acceptable at the St. Louis Area Food Bank. So this year we are seeing, unfortunately, incredible need. We have so many families still reeling from the May 16th tornadoes.
Ugh.
Obviously, you've been talking about inflation and prices, especially towards the end of the month. That's when we tend to see more families coming to us seeking assistance because the money just runs out. And so that's what we try to do here. We support 588 food pantries across 26 counties, so we have a huge, huge operation. We're seeing families. We just did a huge distribution at SIUE a few weeks ago, and we had so many people coming through. There are over 2,200 families, and just the stories, right? There was a beautiful elderly woman who came to me and said, I'm so sorry, and she started to cry. I said, ma'am, you know, why are you crying? Yeah. And she said, normally I'm able to give to you, but this year I need to receive.
Oh.
And so it is affecting everyone, all walks of life, all across your listening area. And so it is truly an opportunity for people to come out here to Ruler Foods Day.
Yes.
And people are having so much fun.
In St. Charles, it is a fun time. And it's so simple to do. There, like a small donation is a needed donation. It doesn't have to be big, magnificent. It can be the extra little that you can afford to pay it forward. You said something there in talking about the neighborhoods that are around us. People might think, I would donate to this, but I'd rather donate to my local pantry.
Mm-hmm.
You are in direct partnerships with
yes.
these local pantries. You work with them. You're not you're not working as a competitor to the local places.
No, we are the food warehouse, the distribution center. So 588 food pantries across 26 counties in Missouri and Illinois, they look to us, right? They're the ones who are on the front lines with their neighbors. They're talking, they're building relationships. But when they need food, they're coming to us. They're looking to our team to say, hey, we need dairy, we need proteins, we need shelf-stable foods, we need all of those things, we need produce. And they get their food from the St. Louis Area Food Bank.
Yeah. And so you come in here and you drop $20 off for Ryan to go shop, or if you write a check straight to the St. Louis Area Food Bank, if you donate online, if you go in and you shop in Ruler Foods, which is the smartest place to do this because your dollar is going to stretch further when you shop in Ruler Foods with the savings, everyday savings, including some extra sales that they have going on. It's just a really amazing partnership that we have here this year with everybody who's showing up and participating. I'm just going to say this right now, Ethan, I'm going to take this all the way to the top of the hour. I'm just going to do it that way because this is the last segment, or this was the third segment, right? We're going to go to the top of the hour, Ethan, if you can make that work. Talk to me about the types of things that, you know, there's probably some things that get donated more often than others. What are you looking for this year, most of the time, that really it makes the extra help possible for you guys to do what you do?
Sure. So we get a lot of green beans, right? I mean, no offense to the green beans.
In my head, cans of green beans.
Right.
Wait, can I ask you though?
Yeah.
Are they Italian, French, or cut?
All of the above. We do not discriminate.
Okay. Okay. But would not one more than the other?
No, we get them all.
Okay.
And so, you know, one thing that we always ask people for is protein, right? So canned tuna, canned chicken, canned beef, salmon, all those things, peanut butter. We do cereals. We like things that are pop top.
Simple to open,
especially we have a large unhoused population, right? And so they might not have a can opener. So when you think about that, we think about kids at home who have to make meals for themselves or snacks after school by themselves. You want to make it easy and simple. So those pop top macaroni and cheeses, you know, the beefaronis, all those things that are there, makes it easy, makes it fun. Something that people don't think about often is just the cooking essentials, your spices, your oils.
Oh, yeah.
Think of how you use that in almost everything that you make. And so that is something that we'd never see a lot of things being donated, mm-hmm. but we always are grateful when people do.
We're speaking with Meredith Knott, the president and CEO of the St. Louis Area Food Bank, who is helping us partner here to make this the goodness, the charity of people exactly like you reach deep into the communities exactly where that help is needed. Meredith, I have to stress to you the importance of giving Ryan guidance because...
Well, I'm listening.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done this for a couple years.
He hears direction as suggestion quite often. So
yes.
We're going to send him in there with thousands of dollars
yes.
into the Ruler Foods here in St. Charles to help benefit your cause the most. So are you willing to take on the project that is Ryan Wiggins to shepherd him in a way that will be most beneficial to the food bank?
100%. I did it in 2022 when we did it last time.
And she's back.
And I came back. So either I'm a glutton for punishment or it was a lot of fun. So
well,
we're going to go
and
with,
I just run down the runways. We can call it Project Runway if you want to. And I just
especially get when the costume. When the
that costume's phenomenal.
When I don't look so hot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's unusual.
But I know what you said there is something that in the last couple of years I have not thought about. Because I'm always thinking about how do you get food that lasts the longest
yes.
on the shelf. Like, because I'm not going to get frozen chicken breast or something like that. But what you just said is something I've never thought about, which is getting cooking items mm-hmm. like olive oils and flour and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know why. It just never occurred to me that that would be something really good for a family to be able to make a lot of food out of. I always think, well, what's the most food? But that's probably one of the best ways to do it.
It is. So you think of your basic, your pantry staples is what I call them. So your oils, your flours, your sugar, your brown sugar, all of the things, your spices, right? Your Italian seasonings, your garlic salt and pepper, just the basics. Cooking oil goes a long way and you use it in a lot of recipes or even when you're just preparing, you know, your chicken on the griddle, right? You need something to kind of get that ready to go, so it makes it easy.
That's a great idea. So I'm gonna do more of that this year.
There you go. Past.
I know that there are some things I know that I have to do, like peanut butter,
the soups,
pastas. And long sausages.
Yeah,
we got a lot of those because it's a lot of protein. Because you always say like protein.
Yeah, you love this, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah, it's fun. Why?
I just think it's the first year that we did this. Ryan goes, all I know is at the end I want to go through the store. And I want to run through the store in a cart and just use my arm to clear off the counter.
Because I was always mad on supermarket sweep when they would just pick certain things. I'm like, no, just run with your arm out.
Do you know if
I can't do that here because stuff
will
break.
Do you know how to get cast in a game show? Could you could totally do that, couldn't
you? I think so. I mean, you got to come up with a good backstory, so I'd have to make one up.
Come on. You don't think yours is good enough?
No, mine's boring.
And I don't know that it is, Ryan. I think so you're selling yourself a little short.
Good backstory. Like, we used to tell a story about me and my wife meeting. It was a motorcycle accident. And it was something like that, but it was completely made up.
All right. St. Charles Ruler Foods, we are here right now. We are here until 3 o'clock, so hurry up and come see us. We love the opportunity to meet you and to partner together to help the St. Louis Area Food Bank. Meredith, thank you so much.
Thanks
great to speak
me.
With you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Ask us anything in the next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.